الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is Saturday the 16th day, 1616, in the glorious month of Ramadan, 1441, and the ninth day today of the month of May 2020. Now, as usual, we're going to start with questions that have arrived us. Now,
Assalamu alaikum. The first question is from Aliti Janinokuwa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Please, I want Malam to comment on the importance of feeding, especially at this critical time of the pandemic, and advise us to guide our utterances as rumors and fake news full of social media. May Allah reward you abundantly.
Amin wa iyyakum. There are two issues concerning this paper. Number one, the issue of feeding. Certainly, feeding somebody is rewardable. Okay? To give somebody what to eat and drink, especially in this critical moment of pandemic lockdown, really results in having huge amount of prayer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of Quranic verses have spoken eloquently about the rewardability of feeding. In a hadith of Sahih Muslim, it is recorded that each and every day Allah appoints an angel that keep on saying, Allahumma a'ati munfiqan khalafan wa a'ati mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, give him that provides substitute. Give the one that would hold back a crush. Okay? So it is very important to be your brother's keeper. May Allah give us the ability to do this important thing, especially in this time that is very critical. As regards the second part of the paper that talks about fake news, that is true. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is against telling lies. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. Similarly, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ says, وَإِيَّكُمْ وَالْكَذِبَ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَلَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. I warn you against lying, because lying leads people to al-fujur. What is fujur? That is profligacy, waywardness. Waywardness leads to the hellfire. Somebody will be lying until he is recorded with Allah that is a liar. Especially in the month of Ramadan. You see, fasting can be spoiled if somebody is lying. You see, Allah does not care about your fasting if you are lying. Lying can be through verbal utterances. It can be through writing lies, like over the social network, as we see, on the Facebook, on the Instagram, on Twitter, on Viber, on Tango, you know, a lot of things. People just write lie. All through phone. Somebody calls him, he's here in Kundila, but he says he's in Fagi. Why should he tell a lie? Why? So please, don't be a liar. Util al-kharrasu. Accost other liars. May Allah save us from bad behaviors. Next question.
Assalamu alaikum, Ya Shaykh.
Alaikum salam.
May the Almighty Allah in His infinite mercies add to your knowledge and experience.
Amin wa iyyakum.
Please, my question, can someone play an audio Quran and probably the time for Salat approach? Can someone leave the audio Quran and well play at the same time pray?
No, it will be better to put it off because you will be distracted. The Quran is on and you are praying. You see, Allah says in Quran chapter 23 verse 2, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The believers are successful. They are those who pay attention, attentive to their prayer. So that attentiveness can hardly be achieved when you have Quran playing and you're praying. There is again going to be kind of a distraction. So it's better you put the Quran off so that you have full attention for your prayer. Later, you put it on again for your own benefit. Allahu a'lam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I have a friend who reverted to Islam about 3 years ago. Due to her parents' strictly a religious background, we have not told her relatives about her decision. So she is kind of practicing secretly. I mean, she pray when she is in school. Then when she goes home, she go to church with her parents, if it is compulsory for her. 2 years ago, last year, she was able to pass through Ramadan. Now, due to this stay-at-home issue, she is at home, now unable to pass. My question now is she to repay the fast she missed? It is not like she didn't try to fast, but due to her living condition, her siblings will know if she waits for suhoor. But her parents were asking why she has not eaten her food, so she had to break it. Please help us with this.
Yeah, you see, there is an ayah in Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl. Allah says, "Man kafara billahi min ba'di imanihi illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman walakin man sharaba bil kufri sadra fa alayhim ghadabun min Allah wa lahum adhabun alim." Whoever that professes disbelief will be in trouble, except huna mahallu shahid, except such that was forced, compelled. Now she is kind of being coerced and compelled and forced. Otherwise, she would have been doing her fasting, but in trouble. But if there is a possibility for her to leave her home, if you can afford a place for her, an alternative accommodation where she will be able to fast without any trouble, do that for her. That is number one. Number two, she is maybe 18-year-old girl. According to Nigerian system constitution, she has reached the age of puberty, 18-year-old. That means she can decide for herself, according to the system, regardless of her parents' consent or otherwise. So she has even a constitutional backing to do as she desires as a Muslim now. But if she cannot, she will be in utter difficulty because of this lockdown. So she is faced, she is compelled to eat against her will and desire. Then it becomes for her to calculate the days she has drank or eaten. Later after Ramadan, she makes up for the missed days. Wallahu a'lam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I want to ask if someone can use a counter to do azkar and dua. And again, how can someone use the hand for tasbih?
Well, counter, either count beats or the counter of today, is a device of counting. Number one, it's better for you to use your hand first. Using your fingers is by far much better, more rewardable than resorting to using these devices you have today. So I am highly recommending that you should use your fingers than the counter we have today, like I've said. Is better. But how can you use your fingers? It's very easy. How many fingers do you have? Five. Each and every finger has tip. How many tips? Three tips. 3 times 5, 15. one finger having three tips like this. So you can count Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Allah has given you a counted already. The first round, you have 15. Take it again, you have 30 plus 3. The equation is made easy. So it's better you use your finger. Because in Hadith, these hands will be asked to speak on Al-Qiyamah. Innahunna mustanfaqatun. They will be asked to speak and talk. That's it. So it is important that you use your fingers, you count it, and you know some people, because of their inability to acquaint themselves with. If you have acquainted yourself with, it will be easy for you. That is my answer to this particular issue, asking Allah the Almighty to make things easy for all of us.
This must be the end of it.
Thank you, Barakallahu Fik. Now, so I have given already the introduction to Surah Al-Kahf yesterday. I told you its number, the chronology, the number of the verses, why the name is given Al-Kahfi, and the story of the youth, and I even told us why the surah was revealed. So now we are starting with the part of the story. Allah says, "Am hasibta anna ashab al-kahfi." Take it again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا
قال الله تبارك وتعالى أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا Or do you think that the people of the cave, you can see where the name comes, the people in the cave or of the cave, والرقيم and the tablets, because cave is where they resorted to, and الرقيم is the slate or the tablet on which their names were written. Okay, The story is there was a king in the olden day in the city of Tarsus for quite a long time. The king was polytheist, a kafir, a mushrik, who claimed to be God, a'udhu billah. His name, they say, is Diqyanus. Diqyanus. So he was compelling people to come and bow down for him in sujood. He claimed to be God. How can he be a God when he didn't create nobody? He didn't feed nobody. You cannot give life or take it away from people. Yet because of satanic intervention, the man was claimed to be an alternative God. People were afraid of him. Amongst the people that used to attend his court were these seven people. Some young men rebelled against him. They said, "No, we cannot regard and consider him our God." So they rebelled. But through their rebellion, they felt it will be pretty difficult for them to remain in the vicinity where the king was holding sway, I mean, doing things according to his own power. So they decided to discreetly and secretly relocate. So early in the morning or in the night, they left the city. They said they were 7. Some said they were 8. As we can see, the narrative, the Quranic information that will be unfolded, inshallah ta'ala. So they left the city of Tarsus, and it came to the knowledge of the despotic king that all they have gone away. So he was frantic, he was kind of infuriated, he was kind of angered. Why should they leave before his own permission? Hey, but they left to save his iman, their iman. So as they were going, a dog also followed them. Very wonderful. So they relocated to a cave in a distant part of the outskirts of the city. And the king dispatched a party of a people to go and look for them, to bring them back to him, dead or alive. They met them sleeping in a wonderful and marvelous way. That is, in short, the story of these people of the king. Allahu alam. So Allah says, you think that Ashab al-Kahf al-Raqim kanu min ayatina ajaba, they were part of our signs that entails marvel. Is it something marvelous? Of course, it is something that entails being wonderful, being marvelous. Is our feature to Al-Kafi? Did you read it?
No.
When the youth, look at it, is our feature to Al-Kafi? When the youth, our means resorted to. Especially a place you resort to have the place of an abode on temporary basis. That is our fitia. When they resorted, they retire to the cave. Faqalu, saying, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. O our Lord, give from your presence a mercy. وَحَيِّ إِلَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. O Allah, prepare for us concerning our affair, Rashada, a guidance, so that we will maintain our iman and our belief in you. And of course, their request was answered and granted. That is the beginning of the story. So you can see the name of the surah is mentioned here in these two ayats. In ayah number 9, okay, am hasibta an ashab al kahfi, in ayah number 10, is our feature to ilal kahfi. They were youth. Now it tells you youthful age is very important. They rebel at the prime time, prime age. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a youth when he rebelled against the desire of the first lady of Egypt. He was a youth. She said to him, Haytalak, qala ma'azallah, innahu rabbi ahsana maswai. He was a young man. He rebelled against any lust. Subhanallah. Prophet Ibrahim was a youth. Read Quran chapter 21 verse number 60. قَالُوا سَمِعِنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ Ibrahim. We heard of a youth. You can see? Youth, youth, youth. إِذْ أَوَ الْفِتْيَةُ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ was it now, Mother? Youth. Prophet Jesus Christ was a youth when Allah sent him. Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, led his people from the land of bondage and captivity in Egypt to the land of freedom when he was a youth. Our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a youth when he was called and commissioned to divine messengership. Youth, youth, youth. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, his best friend, was at the age of 38 only, a young man, when he embraced Islam. Uthman bin Affan was at the age of 35 only when he became a Muslim. Umar ibn al-Khattab was only 27, imagine. Youth, youth, youth. Usama ibn Zayd was only 18. Ali ibn Abdul was only 8. Bilal, yo, come on. They were fit here. To tell you, youthful age is very important. So it makes us cry to see some of our youth today into drug abuse, drinking alcohol, being drug addicted, going after women, drug addiction, drug. Spoiling your intellect, spoiling your position, rendering you valueless, useless as a young man. Why can't government take more measure against drug and drug trafficking? Some people come and concentrate in northern part of Nigeria, especially with the satanic agenda of spoiling the mind of our youth. Where are the parents? Where are the ulama? What are the teachers? By the time your kids are sold, are given to drug addiction, any nation with an intellectually incapacitated youth, that nation is down. It's down, believe you me. Or you see some of our youth today being used by political prostitutes, using them for campaign, giving them drug and weapons to maim. Some I used to go to the radio station during campaigns, okay, using venoms against people, character assassinating people. But look, this is the concept of the youth in the Quran and the Sunnah. They were productive, they were disciplined, if we are committed, they did everything for themselves. Academically, they should be sound, not down. But how can you, going after women, how can you, with drug addiction, how can you, with mass failure and examination, how can you, with lack of tarbiyah from your home, how can you, my dear sister, when you are sending part of your body over Instagram to somebody who wants to marry you. By the time you take your picture, your attractive part of the body sent to somebody, you're just like a pig, like a dog, valueless. How can you be a good mother? La ilaha illallah. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. We have to stand up against this infiltrating monster against the life of our youth. Lest something urgent be done. Okay? Youthful age is very important. And you get youth between two classes of weaknesses. Allah says in chapter number 30, Surah Al-Ruh, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'fin thumma ja'ala min ba'd da'fin quwwa thumma ja'ala min ba'd quwwatin da'fan wa shayba yakhluqu ma yasha wa huwa al-alim al-kabir. It is Allah who created you from weakness. After weakness, He places strength. After strength, He places weakness. So you'll be able to locate youthful age between two classes of weaknesses. The weaknesses of infirmity as a small one, minority, and the weakness of majority. That is you. is the strength between two excellent ends. By the time you were born, you are just weak. The older you grow, you begin to be conscious. And day in, day out, you are reduced. As Allah says in chapter number 36, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَقِينَ. That tells you the age bracket at which and in which you know who is the you. اللهم اهد شبابنا واجعلهم هداة مهتدين غير الضالين ولا مضلين. So إنهم فتية. Allah says, is our fit al-kafi. When the youth our il al-kafi, they retire to the cave. فقالوا saying, ربنا أو our Lord, آتنا من لدن كرامة, bestow upon us from your presence رحمة, mercy, وحيئ لنا لنمر الرشدة, prepare for us out of our affairs a guidance. This is only repetition of the translation. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكاف سنين عددا, and we struck, okay, on their ears in the كاف سنين عددا many, many years. So you can see the كاف is mentioned again in three places again. كاف is also mentioned here. When they entered the كاف ضربنا, that is, we caused them to sleep for many years. الله أكبر. Next ayah.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
ثم بعثناهم later, we made them wake up, or we resurrected them. It's as though they died. You know, sleeping, sleep, and no, it's a death. Yeah. Sleeping is a minor death. Allah says in Quran, Surah number 39, Allah يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى. Allah calls the soul to die during its terminal point, and also calls it to die during its sleep. So it tells you sleeping is a kind of what? Death. That is why Allah says, summa ba'athnahum. We made them wake up. We resurrected them. Okay? لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. So as to bring to the fore, between two groups, which of the two knows accurately how long they live there in terms of time. Naam.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
Allah says نحن, it is we. Allah say we. Allah is one. Why does he say we? Some people get confused, especially one Christian preacher was saying, we told you, even in the Quran, there is Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because even the Quran says, we. He said, this is very laughable, very comical. You should come and hear from the horse's mouth. Plural is of two kinds. Plural is of two categories. There is plural of number and plural of honor. If I say three people have arrived, they are waiting. That they signifies number. But when Allah says we, that is plural of honor. Doesn't mean Allah is one, two, three, four. He is one, not two, not three. Get it easy. It is cultural with Arabic language to use plural of honor. Somebody says, Jitu ilaykum, walam ajit kum, I came to you. He said, kum kum, that is one. Similarly, in the language of Hebrew and Aramaic, the language in which even the Bible and Torah were revealed, but unfortunately, some of the Christians were denied the knowledge of the original language. English does not know this kind of thing. So they get confused. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was taking his wife back to Egypt, she was under the labor. What did he tell her? Inni anastu nara la'alli atikum. Not la'alli atiki. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why did he say atikum? To honor her. That is the culture with the Arabic language, Hebrew and Aramaic. But the Bible of the Christians is not written in the original language, especially those here in the, that's why they get it confused. But the Quran is maintained in the actual language. The Bible written in Arabic, in Arab country, do not get confused because we know the culture. So you are denied even the originality of the language of the revelation. We are happy our book of authority, Quran, is in the purest form of spoken and written Arabic. That is why no Muslim will enjoy his Quran if he is ignorant of Arabic language. Yeah. So learn the language. So when Allah says Nahnu, we, doesn't mean there are pluralities of God the Almighty. Hasha. Nahnu naqussu alayka naba'ahum bilhaq. And before I cross over this place, whenever Allah uses plural of honor, then it is not concerning Tawheed. If it is about oneness of Allah, Allah maintains only singularity. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Okay? Yes. Allah says, wa iyaya fa'abudun. Wa iyaya fa'tab. Not wa iyana.
Yes.
That is concerning worshiping Allah exclusively. But on issues of social coloring, for example, like here, or Sharia, Allah uses we, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. That is not monotheism. That is very critical and important observation to be made. So, nahnu naqussu alayka naba'ahum bilhaq. We are the ones to give you a narrative, okay, concerning their information, bilhaq, in truth. So Allah is saying, we are to tell you, to narrate to you everything pertaining to them in truth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةُ نَامَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَهُمْ هُدَى. They were some youth. Again. So being called youth is the kind of an honorific title given to them. Not old people. Not practice. If I shield the Shakespeare's English, okay, not practice. Innahum fitya, they were youth. Amanu bi rabbihim, who believed in their Lord. Wazidnahum huda, we increase them in guidance. Allahu Akbar. Alaysa kadhalik? Whoever that Allah says, wazidullahu alladhi nahtadaw huda. Allah increases guidance for those who try to be guided. لأن الهدى بالاهتداء ولأن العلم بالتعلم ولأن الصبر بالتصبر. Do something, keep the ball rolling, then you come across Allah's intervention and divine help. نعم.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا. Allah said concerning أصحاب الكهف, the people of the cave, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We give strength to their mind. We strengthen firmly. We made their hearts and minds firm. إِذْ قَامُوا, when they stood up. قَامُوا, here they stood up, you know, in rebellion against what the king that claimed to be God was all about. فَقَالُوا, they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and earth, not you. Not the king that claimed to be God. No. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. Never ever shall we call beside him any other God. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. Then we will have said something dangerous against the way of Allah. That is أشد. لأن القول الشطط هو القول المتجاوز للحد. If we should say this, then we will have said something shatata, something contrary to the law and order of Allah the Almighty.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. These are our people who took a different God beside him. They were kind of making a reference to the negative ways of the people they grew up in their midst. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Why shouldn't they produce any clear evidence as to the correctness of what they're doing? How can they? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Nobody as wrong, nobody commits more wrongdoing than such that concocted a lie against Allah. Because whoever that believes in a different God, يفتري على الله, is fabricating a lie against Allah. And nobody can be more dangerous in wrongdoing than concocting and fabricating a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am.
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُم مِّن رَّحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِّرْفَقًا.
This is the fourth place where the word Kaf is mentioned. It's mentioned in Ayah 9, okay? أن أصاب الكهف والرقيم. It's mentioned in Ayah 11, Ayah number 10, إذ أول فتية. And again, فضربنا على في الكهف, Ayah number 11, and then Ayah number 16, فأووا إلى الكهف. وإذ اعتزلتموهم, by the time you take your leave of your people, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ, and think they used to worship except Allah, then فَأَوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ, try and relocate to the cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. You see, there is kind of a talab and job of talab. فَأَوُوا is a command. يَنْشُرْ. That is why the fi'il is with as-sukun. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. Allah will spread over you something of His own mercy. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And Allah will prepare for you in your issue مِرْفَقًا, a comfort that will be acceptable, accepted by Allah. Because al-mirfaq shay'un that gives you guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for you out of your issues mirfaqa, a guidance from him that is conducive. Now,
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْهِ ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت. So Allah is giving us the detail of how the place of their sleeping looked like. very attractive, informing you of Allah's power, capacity, ability. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَوَرُ أَنْ كَافِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ. You will see the sun when it rises. تَزَوَرُ أَنْ كَافِهِمْ, tilting, just leaving the gate of their calf. Again, the name calf is mentioned here. That means tilting towards the right. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ, when it sets, تَقْرِضُهُمْ, it touches them a bit, that a shimal, towards the right. That al-yamin and shimal. Okay? That al-yamin, they are right, and shimal through the northern part of the area. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ, they were in an open space of that very cave. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Oh, that is part of Allah's signs. Allahu Akbar. Okay? مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ, or مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ, whoever that Allah guides, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي, definitely is the one that is guided. وَمَنْ يُضْلِي, and whoever that Allah mislead, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيَ مُرْشِدًا, never can you find for him any helper that guides him. Now,
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم ركوب. If you shall see them, you will assume they were awake, whereas they were fast asleep. لا إله إلا الله. وتحسبهم أيقاظا, you see them sleeping, you will assume they were awake. As if to tell them, hey, wake up, let's go. But they were fast asleep, rukud. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. We turn them by their right hand and by the northern part of the place. التَّقْلِيبِ. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ, and their dog spreading its front leg. بِالْوَسِيدِ, at the veranda there. لَوِذْ طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, if you should catch a glimpse of them, اِتْتِلَى, just to take a peep and have a glance of them, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا, you will have taken to your heel in running away. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا, you will have been filled with fear, majestic fear. Because the situation looked majestically pictured, attractive, to tell you this is part of Allah's sign. Naam.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم. In this way, okay, we resurrected them. لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ, so as to be sending questions amongst themselves. Because التفاؤل is التفاؤل والتآكل والتجانس. It's a kind of intra questions. Oh, what happened with us? Oh, I think we just left our city just this morning. يتساءلوا بينهم. Okay? قال قائل منهم, one of them will say, كم لبثتم? For how long did you tarry here? قالوا لبثنا يوما, about them. We just live here for just one day or part of a day. نعم. Finally, they said, look, ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم. Only your Lord knows how long you tarried, you lived here. What we are now after, فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم. Send one of you to the city which you are wariq. Wariq is an old form of money they had with them.
Yeah.
You see, when they left the city was immersed in worshiping other gods. La ilaha illallah. But when they went there, as we will read later, they slept there for 300 years sleeping. Then there are nine. Sleeping. But Allah made it just from morning, 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock. Allah is wonderful. La ilaha illallah. So they were having the money that was spent in the village, in the city. Now when they woke up, Prophet Isa emerged. The old king, the former king, was finished. The people were practicing Islam. So they went to the city with their old version of money, which will lead to them being exposed later, because they will be discovered much later. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِي إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Send one of you to the city with your currency, let me call it currency, old-fashioned money, إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, to this city that you just left. فَلْيَنْظُرْ لَيْتِهِمْ, you should be very careful. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. Let him go and look for among the city which place sells the best food. Abka here, talking about purity, not necessarily enjoyable on your tongue. Which one name of Allah was slaughtered? That is Abka Ta'aman, halal. You can see they were maintaining their iman, their attachment to Allah the Almighty. فَلِيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْ. Let him bring forth from the city a provision for you to eat. Now they warn him. وَلَيْتَلَبْتَكْ. You should be very careful. You should be secretive. وَلَا يُشْئِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Don't allow anybody to feel about your presence. Because they were thinking it was the former city they left. They didn't know things have changed dramatically. So they were sounding this warning to him. وَلَيْتَلَبْتَكْ. وَلَا يُشْئِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Because إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ.
إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ وَلَنْ تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
This is ayah number 20. And it's going to mark the end of our session today, inshallah ta'ala. إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ. Because if they shall uncover you, if you stand uncovered and discovered, you know, oh, these are the guys that left the king, yarjumukum, they will stone you to death instantly. Auyu'idukum fi millati, alternatively, they will take you back to their religion, idol worship, idolatry. If that happened, walan tuflihu idhan abada. Permanently, you are not going to succeed. You will never be triumphant, because either you are killed or you are taken back to idolatry, which will signify being kafirun permanently without any person. So you can see they were thinking when they woke up, the status quo ante was prevailing. Unknown to them, like I said, things have changed dramatically, which we will see what happened later. Inshallah ta'ala, نسأل الله رب العالمين أن يباركنا وإياكم في القرآن العظيم وينفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. May Allah accept everything we have explained correctly, where we made mistakes. May Allah forgive and erase our mistakes. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I don't know.